Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to ditching the digital clutter and embracing a more mindful life. Today we're diving into something that I think we can all relate to, anger. Ever felt like you were about to explode? You know that feeling when your blood starts boiling, your jaw clenches, and the world feels a little too loud? We've all been there, right? Anger is a normal human emotion, but when it takes over, it can wreak havoc on our relationships, our well-being, and even our productivity. But what if I told you that there are practical mindfulness techniques you can use to manage anger effectively? Think of it as giving yourself a mental pause button before you react impulsively. Today, we're going to unlock those superpowers together. First off, let's talk about recognizing the signs. Mindfulness isn't just about sitting cross-legged and chanting. It's about being present, aware of your body, thoughts, and emotions in real time. So, when you start feeling that anger simmering, pay attention to your physical sensations. Is your heart racing? Are your muscles tensing up? Maybe you feel a tightness in your chest. Recognizing these early warning signs is crucial, because it gives you a chance to intervene before anger spirals out of control. Next up, we've got deep breathing. It sounds simple, but trust me, this one is a game changer. When you're angry, your breath becomes shallow and rapid. Deep, slow breaths can actually calm your nervous system and bring back that sense of control. Try inhaling for a count of four, holding for four, and exhaling for four. Repeat that several times, focusing on the sensation of each breath entering and leaving your body. It's like hitting the reset button on your emotional state. Now, let's talk about reframing your thoughts. Anger often stems from distorted thinking patterns, things like assuming the worst, jumping to conclusions, or taking things personally. When you catch yourself spiraling into negative thought loops, challenge those thoughts. Ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this? Is there another way to look at this situation? Reframing your perspective can shift your emotional response from anger to something more constructive like understanding or acceptance. Speaking of understanding, empathy is a powerful tool. Try to see the other person's point of view, even if you disagree with them. Remember, everyone is fighting their own battles, and sometimes their actions might stem from fear, insecurity, or pain. By cultivating empathy, you can break down barriers and create space for open communication, which is essential for resolving conflict effectively. Finally, remember to take a time out. If you find yourself getting overwhelmed by anger, don't hesitate to step away from the situation. Go for a walk, listen to some music, or do something that helps you relax and regain your composure. This isn't about avoiding conflict, it's about approaching it with a clear head and a calmer mindset. Think about that last time you were stuck in traffic, you know, when your jaw clenched tighter than a steel trap. Instead of letting the anger build, imagine taking those deep breaths, reframing your thoughts, maybe thinking about how much fun you'll have at your destination. It could even turn that frustrating drive into an opportunity to practice mindfulness and stay grounded in the moment. So, there you have it, five powerful mindfulness techniques to help you manage anger and navigate conflict with more grace and resilience. Remember, it's not about suppressing your emotions. It's about becoming aware of them, understanding their triggers, and choosing how you respond. Take these tools, experiment with them, and see what works best for you. If this episode resonated with you, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts, experiences, or even your favorite anger management tips in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going and empower each other to live more mindful lives. And don't forget to subscribe to The Dopamine Declutter for daily doses of inspiration, insights, and actionable strategies to simplify your life and cultivate greater happiness. Until next time, keep it real and keep it mindful.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.